Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it will be difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making, but urged that they negotiate an end to the standoff. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the demands from Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia are not a good idea.
The purpose of the dialogue basically is cool it, take away some of those crazy demands because those demands cannot be met, and let's look at only those demands which are realistic, number one, and on which a give and take or some sort of a rapprochement possible.
Four of Qatar's Arab neighbors severed diplomatic links with Doha 2 weeks ago on grounds that it was fomenting terrorism in the region. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Seoul in their fight to retake it from the Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65% to 70% of Mosul's old city has been liberated. With the Iraqi advance, some in Mosul celebrated the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday, marking the end of Ramadan, with children playing in squares and on the eastern side of the city that had been liberated for several months. Riek Machar, leader of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, has accepted to be consulted on the process of a national dialogue aimed to help resolve South Sudan's conflicts. His acceptance came after leaders of the National Dialogue Steering Committee officially requested that he get his view. Sudanese President Salva Kiir launched the National Dialogue initiatives but said Machar, his former vice president, would not be part of the dialogue until he renounces violence. This is VOA News.